This year's only living inductee into the Women's Hall of Fame is Aileen Kidd McKenzie. She's 92 and lives in Ocala. Back in the early 1960s, then-Governor Ferris Bryant appointed her to chair the first-ever Commission on the Status of Women. The group penned a report highlighting gender inequalities in Florida law.
Things have changed dramatically in all of those fields that we studied way back at that time. And I think women are coming into their own. Is that the way I should say it?
The report was written at a time when at least one public university openly discriminated against hiring married women for fear they'd stay home with their sick kids. Along with a panel of female lawyers and other community leaders, McKenzie recommended changes to family and employment law to put women on a more equal footing with men. Representative Dennis Baxley of Ocala says he nominated McKenzie to the Hall of Fame because of her many accomplishments.
We looked to these women who were pioneers in their lives, and they built the path forward for many women and the rest of us to have a better Florida future.
In addition to chairing the Women's Status Committee, McKenzie was also the first president of a national women's safety group that lobbied for the passage of highway safety improvements. And she was among the founders of the Florida State University Foundation, which has raised more than $400 million since the 1960s. Suzanne Hebert, chair of the Women's Hall of Fame Committee, says this year is unusual in that only one inductee is still living. A posthumous honor is going to Clara Fry, a nurse who founded Tampa's first hospital for African Americans.
And she had heard a lot about African Americans not being treated in so-called white facilities, and actually a lot of them dying as a result of that. So she began to care for these individuals in her home, and in 1923, she actually did move to a 17-bed hospital.
The third inductee is one of South Florida's earliest pioneer women, Lily Pierce Voss, who grew up among the Seminole Indians in what would eventually become Palm Beach County. Her family's lodge for survivors of shipwrecks put her in contact with many historical figures, including Governor Napoleon Bonaparte Broward.
She was quite a wilderness person. She liked to hunt. She would fish. She did a lot of the outdoor things that women at that time did not usually do.
The induction ceremony will be held March 20th at the state capitol, and inductee McKenzie says she's keeping her hopes up that she'll be able to attend.
I'm very, very anxious to go. However, at this point, I'm having to let a doctor tell me whether or not I can go.
Governor Scott made his three selections after the Hall of Fame committee received more than 50 nominations. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.